Lifting up, Lord, your name, O God, because, Lord, your name, O Lord, is above all other names. In your name, Lord, we have salvation. In your name, Lord, we have all that, Lord Jesus, it takes for us, O God, to be pilgrims here on earth, Lord.
Amen.
So, Father, we worship you this morning. We thank you that, Lord, you have opened yet another week for us. We can look back, Lord, we cannot count the blessings that, Lord, you bless us, Lord, the week that has just passed. And so, Father, we say thank you, God. And this morning, Lord, you've called us to come to begin the week in your presence, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, Father, we humble ourselves now, Lord. With all reverence, Lord Jesus, we want to sit at your feet, O God. And, Lord, help us, Lord Jesus, even in our hearts, O God. Lord, we will be able, Lord, to receive your word, O God, which will take us through the week and beyond, Lord.
Amen.
So, Father, this morning, we want to commit our Sunday schools, Lord, into your hands. We here and our children upstairs, Lord, that the teacher, the Holy Spirit, Lord, will take the word. And, Father, prepare us, Lord, even in our hearts, Lord, to be able to sing and praise your name, Lord, waiting for your word that will come, O Lord. So, Father, commit the Sunday school into your hands now. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. God richly bless you for coming. last week we started to review our studies on the subject, the three world. Amen. It's a subject Apostle Peter chose as his closing message. Praise the Lord. In the Christian message of his epistles to the church. Amen. And we find that in 2 Peter chapter 3. Apostle Peter chose this subject, the three world. Amen. As his closing message to the church. As closing message of his epistles to the church. So let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3. Last week, we came up to verse 8, so we will start from there, verse 8. Let's read. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. And the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, and in the which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are in therein shall be burnt up. Amen. Verse 11, so seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of a person ought ye to be in all holiness, in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of the Lord, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. My. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such thing, be diligent, that ye may be found in him, in peace, without spot and blameless. Amen. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word, O God. As we sit at your feet, Lord, we ask the Holy Spirit now to speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? Had a hard time. Amen. Hard time taking the jab, two jabs for the COVID, booster for the COVID and the flu. And it has really affected me. So remember my prayer. Thank you for last Friday. You prayed for me. So it's very better now. Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. So Apostle Peter this morning, when we say Apostle Peter, we are talking about the Holy Spirit, praise the Lord. Because as it has been read already, the holy prophets and apostles, see, the prophecy of this book, it never came by what? The wisdom of man, but as they were led by what? The Holy Spirit, amen. So Apostle Peter this morning is stirring up the church. And he said, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that 1,000 years is like what? A day to the Lord. Amen. You know, the eternal God is not bounded by our universal time. Praise the Lord. He's not bounded by our universal time. And so the Apostle Peter is drawing our attention to that we should not take as God, as all Jesus, the coming of Jesus, as what taking long. Amen. And again, he warned that we should take care that we are not swayed and then slack in our watch by the scoffers' accounts of situation. Amen. Because they have been saying that it has been long time since we heard about what the coming of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So be not swayed and slack in your watch. Just continue to watch and wait. Amen. This kind of comments, you know, definitely it comes from this scoffers, and it's a mind that is what drifting, a drifting mind, you see, that will see such a thing on our unstable mind. A mind that has chosen to be what? Willingly ignorant. You see. So, brethren, we are being stirred up this morning in our pure minds that we should not what? Take something that seems to be what? The coming of the Lord has delayed as what? As slackness. Because there is no slackness in the Lord. But it is for what? His long suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that we all should come to what? Come to repentance. Amen. You see, this long suffering of God, God in the Old Testament, see, God in the old time, he spoke to his prophet Ezekiel. He spoke to his prophet Ezekiel about his long suffering. So it's not something that in our time, he spoke it long time ago. Give us Ezekiel 33:11. I love that scripture. Amen. You see the long suffering of God right way back from the beginning, that he had this. It's a great attribute of God. Amen. Ezekiel 33:11. Okay. Now, he said, say unto them, he sent the prophet to go and tell the people, as I live, amen. This shows that it wasn't only for what? The old timers. As I live, we know our God is alive today. And so this message, what we are going to read is today. As I live, because our God lives. Amen. As I live, saith the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and what? Live. So he said, 10 years, my brother, 10 years, my sister, say, 10 years from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? You put your name there. Praise the Lord. Why do you want to pass away with this world? So that's his long suffering right from the time of Ezekiel. He said, go and tell them. It's a great attribute of God. Amen. Last week, our pastor started the subject on the foolish virgins and the rapture. Let us take great attention on that subject, brother. Because should anyone miss the rapture, remember, there will not be any working of the power of salvation at that time. Amen. There wouldn't be the Holy Ghost inspiration what to sustain you. The only thing is that you have to rely on your own resolve to face what? The great tribulation. Praise the Lord. There wouldn't be any inspiration anywhere. Praise the Lord. So, brethren, that's why God is asking, why do you want to die? Why do you want to pass away with this world that is going to pass away? Amen. So, brethren, let us be up and doing. And giving all diligence, you see, to make our calling and election sure. We got to be ready at all times. And being ready is what? Applying the token. Amen. Applying the token. Your loins girded. Praise the Lord. Your shoes on feet. Your staff in your hand. Eating what? The word. The message. Praise the Lord. That makes you, that shows that someone is really ready to go somewhere. Amen. Amen. Let's go to verse 10 of our scripture. Verse 10, 2 Peter 3, verse 10. It said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief. See, so we got to be ready at all times. See, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, see, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Amen. Why do you want to die? Why do you want to pass away with this world? Amen. So the day of the Lord will come as a thief. See, brethren, if you watch the 10 virgins, it was not only the foolish, but also the wise. They slumbered and slept. Take notice of that. So, my brother, we are thankful that we have a message that is an awakening message, keeping us what? Always ready. Praise the Lord. You see, it is like we are climbing what? 7 steps to his presence. Amen. Amen. You may sleep, but don't lie there. Don't stay there. Just get up and go on. Praise the Lord. That's what, see, the foolish and the wise, they all slept. But the difference was that the wise had applied their token. Amen. The wise had applied their token. That was the difference. And so, this, you see, we might fall somewhere. My brother, my sister, don't stay there. We may make some mistakes here and there. Don't stay there. Just get up and confess your sins and move on. Praise the Lord. We don't want to be, you see, part of this world that will be passing away. Amen. So, then the same verse 10, he said, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall what? Melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be what? Shall be burned. And so this part of verse 10 clearly confirms that the passing away does not mean that this world will be completely annihilated and then a new one comes and takes the place. No. But what? The prophet said, the three worlds do not mean three different what? Worlds. But the same world in three different stages. You see. Only the works that are in will be what? Will be destroyed. That is the passing away. Amen. That's what the prophet also says. God, in the first, as we heard it, in the first world, he destroyed only the earth. But this time, he's going to what? Destroy both the heavens and what? The earth. Amen. That's why Jesus himself confirmed it, that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will not pass away. So when the word is in you, then you are not going to pass away with what? With the world. Amen. So God, the prophet said, God is going to shake the heavens and the earth. You see, when he talks about the heavens, he's talking about the atmosphere. Amen. You know who is the prince of the atmosphere. Praise the Lord. They will be destroyed. Praise God. And so in the message book, Future Home, the prophet said, see, the reason why all these things had to dissolve and completely be what? Washed out. The prophet said, it's because Satan is here. That's the reason all these things happen. He is still here, and all his evil forces are still here, you see. That's why the earth now is so filthy. That's why the scum and the ridiculous things that go on, see. Bloodsheds, war, politics, sin, adultery, all kinds of filthiness go on. It's because that Satan is the ruler of this earth and this atmosphere. Amen. The prince of the power of the air. They will be what? They will pass away. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, Satan is truly the architect of what we see around us. Amen. All this man-made system, it was not the purpose of God. Amen. Verse 11. So seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Amen. So if this second world we are living in now
is going to pass away. Then he said, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holiness and godliness? And you know, this question starts from verse 11, but you have to add the 12. You add the 12. So you add the verse 12, you see. He said, verse 11, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for, you see, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of the Lord, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. So we go to be what? We go, even in our conversation, holy conversation and godliness. You see, what is godliness? The prophet said he was looking for the meaning of godliness. And he looked into about four or five dictionaries. He couldn't find the meaning. And one time he went to Brother Jeffrey's place and he found a dictionary, and they looked for godliness, and he saw the meaning to be like God. Amen. So that's the life we got to lead. Praise the Lord. A life of purity whilst we are waiting, praise the Lord, for the coming of the Lord. Because he will surely come. Now, the reason why this earth had to go through that, everything that had to dissolve, the prophet gave us again the meaning and the future home, Jeffersonville, 1964. He said, the reason why he is doing that, let's look at it. He said, what God has done to redeem his people, he has to do the same to redeem the world as the place where the redeemed are going to what? Are going to live. Amen. See, the same plan of redemption is used to redeem both world and the persons that will live in it. Amen. Because we, the redeemed, you see, plus our Lord Jesus Christ, can never live in a place which is full of what? Filth. So God has to do something about what? The earth. And he started it from what? The first world. Amen. And he said, the first world, notice, the antediluvian world, he has to give it what? Water baptism. Covered it over with what? Water. And that's justification. We know the first world, this was destroyed by what? Water. Amen. And so he said, that is what? The baptism of the world. That's the justification. Amen. And then in this, our second world that we are living in, it has to go through what? Sanctification. And that also, he said, Christ came and shed his blood upon it, cleansing it and claiming it. See, that's the world we live in now. So his blood has cleansed this second world. Hello. Praise the Lord. And so now, it has to, what? This world has to go to the third stage, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And we know that is what? Fire. The Holy Ghost fire. See, so that's the way how the whole thing is. You see, thirdly, but now it has to go through a baptism of fire, holy fire from God, which cleanses the earth and heavens around it, so that the redeemed can live in it. Praise the Lord. See, the baptism of fire is to cleanse it from sin, from sickness, from disease, germs, and sinners, from the devil and all of his group. He is to cast out into the lake of fire. Amen. Oh, this, when this is done, God dwells with his bride, their home in the new world. Amen. So the three worlds, Noah's Day, baptism, our day sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ, and then this preparing the place for the redeemed and Christ to come and live in, it has to go through fire. Hallelujah. So that's why all these things have to be dissolved. All the politics and everything got to be dissolved to prepare what? A right place for Christ and his bride to live in. So my brother, now we are looking for and hasten unto his coming. My brother, that's what we got to be doing now. We need to be looking for and hasten unto the coming of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because let's we will not finish in a way. Let's give us Romans 8:22. Quickly just lay this before we go. Romans 8:22 said, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now." Amen. Why? The prophet said, "The world is waiting and groaning for the fullness of time and the manifestation of the sons of God." Amen. So, my brother, consider that the world, the earth itself that we are in, you see, is groaning, traveling in pain. For what? For the fullness of time. Praise the Lord. The manifestation of what? The sons of God back again on earth. And if the earth itself is looking for and hasting that Christ should come and wipe out all these things, what about we? Praise the Lord. Because you see, the earth saw right from the beginning, from creation, he saw what was on earth. That great fellowship between God and man, that harmony, that peace, praise the Lord. But now he's had to contain all this filth and sin and all those other things. The earth itself is groaning. He cannot bear all this filthiness that he's going through. Praise the Lord. It wants what? The fullness of time. And we know the fullness of time is what? It's a mystery of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the fullness of time is when he said he will gather together all in one, both in heaven and in Christ, on earth, he will gather us all together in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's the fullness of time. Praise the Lord. I think it's in Ephesians somewhere. Praise the Lord. And so, brethren, the earth saw that God created man in his own image. The earth saw the wonderful fellowship between God and man. That was what the earth embraced. But now the sin is so much that the earth itself is groaning and travailing for the manifestation of the sons of God once again on earth. Amen. So, what ought to be our own? Are we looking for and hasting unto the coming of the Lord? And then it all will depend upon what? The life that we are showing, that truly we are bound to a place. We are going to a place. Amen. Always I say this thing that when you go to the airport, you always see two different people. Amen. Those who are traveling and those who are settlers. Amen. And we are no settlers. Those who are traveling have their baggies, holding on to them and looking onto the board, the time of their flight. They are in haste. Hasting. Praise the Lord. But those who are settlers, they are sitting by their wares and cleaning them. There's no sign of what? There's a sign of going anywhere. Amen. but we are going somewhere. We have our bags and everything, pulling it behind us, because looking up the time of our flight so that we don't miss our flight. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. Let's have a prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. The Lord, we have these words that come to stir us up, Lord, stir our pure minds by way of remembrance all with time, Lord. Father, we need it, O God, because there is always, yes, the weakness that are in us, and we need a quickening power, Lord. We need a stirring up, Lord, and we thank you, the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, Apostle Peter, gave us these words, Lord, so that we all turn looking for and hasting unto the coming of the Lord, Lord. So, Father, help us, Lord Jesus, that even when we are climbing and we sleep somewhere, oh God, we will not stay there, but we will just get up and continue climbing all the steps upward, this upward way, Lord. So, Father, help us, oh God, that's the way that, Lord Jesus, we want to go. Father, today, yes, we have come, the beginning of a week, Lord. And, Father, we desire, oh Lord, before your word will come, oh God, we desire to praise your name. We want to worship you. We want to lift up your name, O God. We want to sing and worship you, Lord. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we commit our song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands. And that, Lord, even as you have already equipped them and prepared them, Lord, Father, let the Holy Spirit now come and lead them, O God, and lead the church, and lift us up, Lord, to prepare us for your word, O God. Father, this is what we ask, Lord, committing your servant, waiting on you also, Lord Jesus, that your word today, O God, will say something to every individual's heart, O God. Something that, Lord Jesus, will take us through the week and even beyond, Lord. We thank you once again. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. God richly bless you.